5. Immediate Results of Rebellion. Great confusion reigned in Dalmatia and thereabout for almost 50 years after the instigation of rebellion. The complete and radical reorganization of the whole world was attempted. Revolution displaced evolution as the policy of cultural advancement and racial improvement. Among the superior and partially trained sojourners in and near Dalmatia, there appeared a sudden advancement in cultural status. But when these new and radical methods were attempted on the outlying peoples, indescribable confusion and racial pandemonium was the immediate result. Liberty was quickly translated into license by the half-evolved primitive men of those days. Very soon after the rebellion, the entire staff of sedition were engaged in the energetic defense of the city against the hordes of semi-savages who besieged its walls as a result of the doctrines of liberty which had been prematurely taught them. And years before the beautiful headquarters went down beneath the southern waves, the misled and mistaught tribes of the Dalmatia hinterland had already swept down in semi-savage assault on the splendid city, driving the secession staff and their associates northward. The Caligastia scheme for the immediate reconstruction of human society in accordance with his ideas of individual freedom and group liberties proved a swift and more or less complete failure. Society quickly sank back to its old biologic level, and the forward struggle began all over, starting not very far in advance of where it was at the beginning of the Caligastia regime, this upheaval having left the world in confusion worse confounded. 162 years after the rebellion, a tidal wave swept up over Dalmatia, and the planetary headquarters sank beneath the waters of the sea, and this land did not again emerge until almost every vestige of the noble culture of those splendid ages had been obliterated. When the first capital of the world was engulfed, it harbored only the lowest types of the Sangic races of Urantia, renegades who had already converted the Father's Temple into a shrine dedicated to Nog, the false god of light and fire.